No matter what the year or what the subject, Dr. Master's invaluable and inspirational lectures about healing the body, mind, and spirit are just as relevant for life today as they were when they were first delivered. Here now is Dr. Master's with wisdom for daily living that is truly timeless.
Our subject for this morning deals with the idea of neutralizing negative karma in your life. The word karma is oftentimes taken as just being a negative situation, but karma just simply means action. It means accumulation of actions that we have had over a period of time. It has created possibly a mindset for us and has created also a way of life for a lot of people. Many people say, the devil didn't make me do it, but karma makes me do it. Well, that's up to a person. The road to hell, as they say, is paved with all kinds of excuses. As long as we keep blaming karma, the devil, other people for the sufferings that we feel, whether they be physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually, life will be sorrowful. There will always be disappointments. There will always be things that trouble us. And it needn't be that way. Right now, whatever you're thinking, whatever you were thinking this morning, is building your tomorrow. You're building your karma each and every moment of your life. You're building not something that God is saying, because you have good karma, I'm going to give you a good payoff, or you have bad karma, I'm going to be nasty to you. But because, basically, we do it to ourselves, for good or ill. And that's a very tough proposition for most people to accept. Most people would rather say, my life is miserable because of that person over there. Nobody is doing anything to us that we don't do to ourselves. And so karma is not a thing of divine retribution or divine reward for being a good boy or a good girl or a bad boy or a bad girl. It's part of the laws of nature. We have been given that choice of free will as to how we're going to live our life. We can live it in a way that is destructive, or we can live it in a way that is constructive. The choice is a mental fork in the road. And constantly, as you go through life, you'll reach many of these mental forks in the road where you have a choice to make. Which way will I go? Will I take the low road or will I take the high road? And continually, as we go through life, we are faced with those choices. If we take the low road, generally we're building up the bad karma. If we take the high road, we're building up the good. Now, one thing to understand about karma when it's bad is that it is a product of the ego. When it is good, it is a product of God. The personal ego wants things a certain way. And if it doesn't get that way, it begins to rebel against the nervous system with stress, with emotional breakdowns. When a person is motivated, on the other hand, by the spirit of God within themselves, they're not walking around like a Bible thumper, just holier than thou. Everything is to the point. It is to get to that particular point where there is a state of divine truth that is coming forth from the individual. All of you, God bless every one of you, because I know all of you have times where you're going through life, and if you've studied into metaphysics and you say to yourself, my God, is this my bad karma time? Am I lonely without love in my life because this is my bad karma time? Am I without income because this is my bad karma time? Is the IRS knocking at my door because this is my bad karma time? As we go through life, we're faced with so many different challenges, difficulties, and we have to realize that inside of ourselves is the reason and the cause of what we are experiencing, for good or ill. And if this is the case, then we have to do whatever we can to neutralize whatever is the ill inside of ourselves. Now, during the meditation, or rather the healing treatment that I just conducted, during the healing treatment, which I do quite often, I spoke about emotional cleansing, the cleansing of the mind. Basically, it's the cleansing of the soul. Because until the soul is cleansed, we are subject, human nature being what it is, to dark nights of the soul, as the term goes in religion. It means where we feel that we are abandoned. It means we feel that nobody cares. It means that we feel that even God perhaps has turned God's spirit or back on us. And people go through this, and they become angered. They become hostile. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get even with this person. I'm going to show that person up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But just as I was just saying this, you see the energy that's there? I just worked myself up here to portray negative energy. But how sad for any soul that is filled on a day-to-day basis with this type of energy. Because it blows the fuses, the nervous system of the person, the mind. And so if you suspect that possibly, whether it be this lifetime or another lifetime, that you have negative karma bouncing around inside of you and that you need a mental or a spiritual cleansing to get rid of it, then let's take a look at the affirmation sheet and see what it says. The first says, avoid initial setups. That's a biggie. If we want to put an end to having more negative karma in our life, if we want to put an end to it here and now, that means we have to be alert to not set ourselves up, not have the initial setup. So let's read the affirmation. It says, repeating negative karma necessitates an initial action on my part. And so I refuse. The word refuse is a strong word. I refuse to do so, having learned that if I take that first step, the negatives will automatically follow. In other words, let's not keep repeating the same mistake time and again. Because if you do, you're setting yourself up. Now, that's particularly true when it comes to people. If you have somebody in your life that you're complaining about that you feel has ruined your life in some way, they didn't do it to you. Nobody does it to us. We set ourselves up initially by allowing a certain person to come into our life. Now, that's hard to accept because you say, well, I wouldn't have let him in my life if I had known. Well, the idea is, why didn't you know? Because sometimes loneliness grips us, desperation for money grips us, and so we allow people into our lives that otherwise, in a more concrete, solid state of mind, we never would have had anything to do with. So we don't set ourselves up. Whenever you meet anybody new, try to feel their soul. Try to feel what is going on in their soul. Now, the soul, of course, is a very nebulous thing unless one meditates every day. But the soul is not so nebulous. Inside of ourselves, we can feel it. Go, if you meditate every day and go by your first reactions. That's what I tell people in coming in contact with other people. If you're meditating every day, you'll be super sensitive to the vibrations and the energies of people that you're coming into contact with. And when you come into contact with someone, because you have that sensitivity, go by your first reaction to them. If the first reaction is to take a step backward, then take a step and don't stop. Just keep moving. Throw it in reverse. That's if you're meditating every day. Now, if you're not meditating every day, then you're not going to have that sensitivity to people. Nullify past karmic thoughts. Well, the karma is from the past, and we're, of course, we're making it now. So it says, the very moment a past remembrance of negative karma enters my conscious mind level, I will immediately think to myself that I nullify this thought in my mind. So let's suppose that you're driving down the freeway tomorrow and all of a sudden a thought enters your mind. I failed at this or I failed at that. Well, it surfaces from the subconscious up into the conscious level of your mind. If you don't do anything about it, that thought will then go back into your subconscious to fester there and live longer. Now, psychologists estimate that 9/10 of our conscious decision-making is based upon what we've accumulated in our personal subconscious mind. That means that if you have a negative thought about yourself, you think it, and then you don't handle it at that moment, you allow it to go back into your subconscious, i.e. the memory bank of your mind, then it will fester there. It will fester on your nervous system, so your health will not be to the maximum that it could be. It will fester throughout your entire beingness. And so in consciousness, you have to say to yourself, the moment I think that I am unloved, I nullify that thought. The moment that I think I don't have the funds, I nullify that thought. Because you're building mental karma, you're allowing the past karma to continue within you. You're allowing it to fester, to live another day, as it were. Our worst enemies are not outside of ourselves. Our worst enemies are our own thoughts, the thinking that we have to live with on a day-to-day basis. And so the moment something enters your consciousness from the past that you don't want there, I nullify that thought. I neutralize that thought. The God light inside of me, take it and crush it and dissipate it and sublimate it into the nothingness that it should be. Then meditation, through my daily practice of meditation on the presence of God at the center of my mind, I make contact with God's primal light healing energy to sublimate darkened energies of past negative karma. Now, oftentimes we talk about visualization in these studies. And when we talk about anything that's negative, negative thought energy, you can think of negative thought energy as sort of gray-like, as if your mind was a sky. And just like when you have gray clouds in the sky, think of your mind that way, as far as anything negative from past karma. And as you think this, imagine that you have what mystics call the central spiritual sun inside of you. Because, you see, we're a microcosm, we're a miniature of the universe itself. There's a mystical quotation that says, as above, so below. It is as if infinity has involved itself, not evolved, but involved itself into each and every one of us. And so what is infinite is contained within us. And that includes what mystics call the central spiritual sun. That means the light of God within the inner sky of awareness and consciousness within ourselves. And so the meditation here is a visualization that in this inner sky of awareness, the light of God is sublimating. And that ties in with the visualization that follows. I visualize that whatever past negative karma exists in my mind has the appearance of darkened energies that are being sublimated and transformed into God's light consciousness. How do we really deal with karma? How do we neutralize it? Most of the karma that we have that is negative is a result of our interaction with other people. Think about that. Isn't that correct? Most of the negative karma that we have is a result of our interaction with other people. So what is the key word there? It says forgive. In the Bible it says, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. That means forgiveness. You may, for whatever reason, become very, very heated towards another person. You may tell the other person off. You may have a violent argument with that person. But when the dust has settled, the true sign of spiritual maturity is to understand, and through understanding, forgive. So I'm asking each and every one of you, do you have the capacity to forgive? If you can truly say that in your heart of hearts, then also think to yourself, anyone that has crossed your path in life, that you hold any type of ill feeling towards. And now ask yourself, can I forgive that person or persons? If you can, you've neutralized a great deal of the past karma that's inside of you. That which would tend to drag you down. You see, we carry our past on our shoulders. It's just like we have these great big huge knapsacks and we're weighted down by this karma. And we try to go forward and each step is more difficult and painful because we're carrying this tremendous thing on our back. It is like a cosmic backache. But if you forgive, in metaphysics and new thought, we have an expression, whoever first coined it probably came from God. It just simply says, I bless and I release. Most of you have heard this many, many times. I bless and I release. And when we do, we really forgive. We forgive through understanding. We forgive because we understand the weaknesses of human nature, the prideful ego, the vengeful ego, the fearful ego, all of these things. But we forgive. Because until we forgive, we can't forget. And if we keep remembering some negative energy, some negative force that we experienced with someone else, we are weakened in our footsteps because we become far less than we can be. In consciousness, we walk as crippled. We can't stand upright. And when you can't stand upright, you can't face the new day. So it says, I recognize that to truly, the word truly, release past negative karma, I must forgive, bless, and release all past negative feelings towards anyone so that such negativity of past karma can no longer have any power over me. The hate, the hostility that people feel towards other people has power over them to neutralize their best efforts, to cause them to become stagnant in the pool of life. And it's sad. Every one of you, God bless every one of you. I know that all of you have had difficult times in your life, and maybe some of you are having them right now. I want your burden, as Christ said, to be light and not heavy laden. I don't want you to have to carry, to have to deal with the present and the future and have to carry the past on your shoulders. I'm only in this work still to this day because I hate human suffering. And I know that the presence within each and every person is our salvation, quite literally. The next is rather harsh. It says, refuse stupidity. Well, some of you giggled on that one. It is harsh. Again, the word refuse. I absolutely refuse to be stupid. Once again. By repeating anything and everything connected with all past negative karma. I refuse to do it. If I think that my perfect person in life is a certain height, a certain weight, a certain hair color, a certain eye color, a certain skin tone, and I have tried this 5 or 6 times, and it hasn't worked, then maybe I better start listening within. Maybe I better start listening. Because sometimes we become conditioned. We become conditioned from childhood. Both my parents were Greek, and I'll tell you, they used to say to me, as I was growing up in my adolescent years through my teens, kept putting this one thought in my mind. When you grow up, you got to marry a nice Greek girl. Well, by the time I got grown up, I didn't want to see a nice Greek girl. I didn't. Couldn't stand the thought. I rebelled so much against that thought. Maybe some of you have had some type of conditioning as you've been growing up in childhood with parents trying to put certain thoughts into your mind. And by the time you got to 17 or 18 and so forth, boy, you were ready to break the cord big time. Because your own soul had a sanctity within it. You just didn't want, you wanted to live the life that God put you here for, not the life that your mother or father, be they all so well-intentioned, thought for you. So you refuse stupidity, you refuse to keep repeating the same mistakes over and 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 over again. You refuse to do it. I am new. Can you say those words with me? I am new. Now, when we just said those words, those are powerful words. I am new. Because if you believe it, you'll live it. Swami Vivekananda, who was perhaps the greatest of all of the yogi teachers and traveled through the United States in the 1890s, early 1900s, said, if you stand up right now and declare that you're free and really mean it, free you shall be. Well, those simple words, I am new. If you don't like what's been in your past, you live in an eternal moment, and in that eternal moment you say, I am new. And you mean it. You don't say it because it's an affirmation, but you say it because you mean it. The words make sense to you. I am new. I'm not old. I'm not of the old thought, not of the old thinking school that has fouled me up so many times. I am new. I'm of the new consciousness, of the new school. Those are powerful words. The only more powerful words that you can be said in the English language or humankind is I love. And so it says, I accept that through God's healing, the light presence within me, I am new. With a clear consciousness of light at all levels of my mind, free. Free from all past karma. I am new. Let's close our eyes and think about this in a state of consciousness. I turn away from the outer world that surrounds me to enter into the innermost world of my own mind and soul. And as I do, I leave the physical skies behind me to enter into inner skies of awareness. To reverse my mind in upon itself, that my mind may seek its own origins, that I may travel to the beginning of creation, that I may be at that point that is both Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Recorded in my mind was the past history of the universe and how it came into being. In the beginning was God, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And from light all things came forth. I came forth. Those that preceded me came forth. And it is an unending process of universal mind and consciousness. And so I breathe now the breath of eternal life throughout my body. For the ultimate life in my body is the life of God dwelling within me. And so every breath that I breathe, both inhalation and exhalation, is the spirit of eternal life using my body, having created it, breathing through it. Let me feel that every inhalation travels into the length of my body down to the soles of my feet. And every exhalation lifts upward from the soles of my feet through my legs, lifting me upward, catching my soul, catching me and sweeping me up into the heavenly consciousness contained in higher realms of my mind. And so let my inner sight be as a looking glass, into which and through which I can see and behold and glimpse divine mysteries as mystics and sages and seers down through the ages have beheld the great mysteries of life. And my mind and my consciousness is one with the mind and consciousness of the stars and of the heavens. Throughout my body, I am that which I am, part of the great I am that is God everywhere present and present in me. Increasingly now I feel divine circulation throughout my body, throughout my consciousness, throughout my mind. I feel the glory that is God within me, and the glory that is God within the person sitting next to me. I feel the glory of God within all people here in assembly. I feel that there is but one life in this room, One mind perfect, one spirit perfect. And I am in a state of divine transcendence, elevating beyond the ordinary into the extraordinary. From that which seems to be the past to that which is the present eternal now. One moment, one perfection, one time. And I feel a sense of release. A sense of release from the past. For as the universe is constantly renewing itself, and the cells of my body constantly renewing, I declare throughout the temple that is my body, I am new. I am new. I am new. I let these words burn indelibly into all levels of my mind and consciousness. I am new. I feel this. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, body, mind, and soul, I am new. He who has seen me has seen the Father that has sent me. He who has seen me has seen the Father that has sent me. For I am new. I am a child of God. And so I will let the light of God so shine before men coming forth from me that they may see my good works and glorify the presence of God within me. I am new. The past was but a second ago. The eternal is now, and I am new. This eternal moment. I accept newness on the cells, the face, my body, and my hands, my arms, my legs, my feet. I am new. In all of the internal organs of my body, I am new. In my mental attitude of optimism about myself, my possibilities in life, I am new. Divine Father, Mother, God, infinite mind and spirit, for your blessing of having given me life, for your blessing of having maintained my life, for your blessing of making me new now, I give thanks. I bow before your light to be consumed in your light, that my mind and your mind are one. I accept wholeness and completeness now. And in a few moments, I will start to slowly open my eyes. But I will retain that state of consciousness within myself that embodies the words, I am new. And so now, very, very slowly, I'll begin to open my eyes. And as I slowly open my eyes, I'll raise my arms and my hands high over my head. And I do this as a symbolic gesture of always reaching for something higher in my life and knowing that that something higher that I reach for is to be found in the height of who and what I am within myself. A living, breathing manifestation of the stars of the heavens of divine spirit and divine mind having taken image, shape, form, and embodiment. And I bring down my hands, resting in the peace, the security that it is soul. And soul it is.